Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Dr. Angel Williams with Royal Wednesdays. I pray that everybody having a great day today. I just want to say thank you for everybody that comes in support. So today we were talking about walking, you know, not in fear last week. And I wanted to speak on it a little bit more, but I want to build your confidence. Okay. So let me share this with you. And I'm not going to be on it long. You know, I come in on Wednesdays and definitely watch the live Wednesday night. We always have a live where you can actually see us versus hear us, okay? But when it comes down to being bold in the position that God has you in, you have to accept the fact that God has called you and God has chosen you. Whatever He decide to choose you for or call you to or designed for you to be in, you have to walk in. You can't walk in fear. You have to walk in confidence, and you have to walk boldly, even in your faith. A lot of people don't understand that when it comes down to your faith, walking and striving to be the best that you can be and allowing God to lead you, that is the best thing you can ever do. It's a lot of people that walk in fear because of what someone else has said or what the enemy implanted in somebody else's mouth to say to you, to get you, to keep you from God. But just like the word says, it shall be nothing that separates you from the love of Christ. We have to realize that we shouldn't allow the world to separate us from Christ. We shouldn't allow the enemy to push us away from our destiny, push us away from what He has for us to do. A lot of people, even right now today, they are not even married to the person that God had designed for them to be with. They're either done had babies that they wasn't supposed to have children with, different things like that. But God, children are a blessing. So don't catch me wrong on that. Mm-hmm. The kids that are here are a blessing. But God wants us to do things in decency and in order and do it the right way. So with fear can make you feel like you are not walking the correct way or you shouldn't go this way. When God calls or chose you to do something, it doesn't seem like it's peachy cream. It's like, Lord, it seems like it's impossible. But in your word, you said all things are possible. So if I know all things are possible and I know that I am trusting you and I am relying on you to see me through, we have to make sure we allow God to do His job and do His due diligence. Who do you put your trust in? Do you put your trust in man, words, or the world? Or are you willing to put your trust in God? Put your trust in Yah. At the end of the day, we have to learn how to walk in faith. And even though sometimes we can't see, when we're walking in faith, you're striving to be the best you can be. You're striving to do the best that you can do. You're allowing God's will to be done in your life. When I tell you, walking in ministry, I never ever thought that I was going to end up being a minister. I was going to end up being an apostle. I was going to end up being an ambassador. I was going to end up being a servant of Christ that preaches, teaches, educates. Being that servant, sometimes it comes with a lot of bruises, a lot of cuts, a lot of scars. But with God, He makes you whole. Even through all of that, He makes you whole. So walking in boldness and having the confidence to know, you know what? God said that I am this. God is making a way for me. God is seeing me through. God is, Yah is providing for me. He's showing up for me. He is present in my life. When it comes down to having that confidence, to knowing that you got to know that you know that you know that His word is true, you got to know that you know that you know that He loves you, you got to know that you know that you know that He said in His word that He will never leave you nor will He forsake you. You got to know that you know that you know that He is there. So if you're not willing to say or allow Him to be there, who are you going to allow to be there? Because you can't do nothing without Him. The enemy makes you feel like you're doing so grand without the Lord. But I'm telling you, when you open up and allow His will to be done in your life, you accept him, receive him, and allow his will to be done in your life, y'all, I'm telling you, you'll feel better. But just know now he will, the enemy is right around the corner trying to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to distract. He wants to hinder. He wants to block. He wants to get in the way from you getting to where God has for you to be. And God said he will prosper you, right? He has plans for you. That is not saying that you are less than. That is saying that you are a blessing because you are my child. A lot of people don't know. We got to learn how to get with God. We have to learn how to trust God. We have to learn how to allow his will to be done in our lives. Who do you say you am? I am a child of the King. I am a child of Yah. I am a child of the greatest way maker. I am a child of the Lord. We have to learn how to trust him. We have to learn how to allow his will to be done in our lives. Who do you say I am? If God called you to be in the position that he put you in, you do it to the best of your ability. And every morning, every a.m., you should be praying and say, Lord, in this a.m., I want to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I appreciate you. Lord, I ask that you guide me, guide my family, guide my spouse, guide my children. If you don't have it yet, say, Lord, guide my future spouse. Lord, continue to teach him your ways and your will. God, order his footsteps, Lord God. Bless my future children, Lord God, to know you, to love you like I love you. Lord, teach them your will from the womb. Having to have a hunger for you, Lord. We should be praying for our children. We should be praying for our spouses. We should be praying for our families. We should be praying for the ones that don't know who the Lord is and they allow to get used every day. They allow the enemy to use them every day. We should be praying. We should be trusting the Lord. It ain't easy, but one thing, that's something we got to do by trusting God and allowing his will to be done. So again, y'all, walk in confidence. Walk in boldness. Walk in faith. Speak life, not death. Speak life, not death. So again, I say to you, who are you? Who are you? And are you willing to trust him enough to walk in what God called you to be? Be bold this day. Stay humble. Paul didn't have a thorn in his side. It was a reminder to remain humble. It was a thorn that people couldn't see. But it was a reminder to not get prideful, because pride is the biggest man's downfall. Of man, pride. So make sure we're walking in truth, and make sure we're walking in love, and make sure we're walking in faith. Amen. So let me encourage you today. Continue to walk the way the Lord says. God will give you your assignment. And whatever your assignment is, do it to the best of your ability. And ask the Lord, Lord, please teach me and guide me and allow me to do it the right way. Show me and correct me, Lord God. Amen. Well, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua, the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say, I thank you. I love you. I praise you. I appreciate you. I adore you. God, I just ask that your will be done in every listener's life. Continue to anoint them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And Lord, I just want to say, I thank you right now, Father God, for just allowing your will to be done. And I speak against every tactic of the enemy, that nothing shall prosper. Nothing. No word, no spells, no mess, no altars. Lord, allow those altars to be set on fire. Lord, destroy everything of the world and of the enemy. Destroy it right now, Father, and send it back to the sender from which it came. And Lord, we just ask that your will be done. In Jesus the Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, and I thank you for listening. Stay encouraged and know that he got you. He's going to keep you. He's going to cover you. But you got to stand bold and stand in strength. Allow God to be your strength. Allow God to be your refuge. Allow God to be your fortress. Allow God to order your steps. Because the ways of the world has to die. And you have to understand, God is that gift of eternal life. Do you want to walk in abundance? Or you want to be stagnant and constantly going backwards and going down? I'd rather go up, and I'd rather be flowing in what he has for me. Amen. God bless you. I love you. And may heaven smile upon y'all.